You are very welcome along to the first in a two-part report on dissolving a civil partnership in the Republic of Ireland. To date, over 1,000 civil partnerships have been registered in the Republic of Ireland since they became available for couples in 2011. This part of the report will focus on the legal aspect of dissolving a civil partnership in the Republic of Ireland and will highlight some of the differences between dissolving a civil partnership and divorce. I spoke to Rebecca Lacey, barrister at law and founder of the LGBT Lawyers Association, to gain an understanding of the civil partnership dissolution process. I began by asking her how the process begins and if there is an option to back out of the process if the couple change their mind.
Well, firstly, Part 12 of the Civil Partnership Act 2010 deals with the dissolving of a civil partnership. So proceedings are instituted basically at the time when people want to decide to separate from each other after civil partnership. One of the aspects of Section 110 states that you have to be living for a period of 2 years out of the previous last 3 years to be able to obtain dissolving your civil partnership. Thereafter, proceedings can be adjourned to try and facilitate any reconciliation or mediation or any agreement terms that the parties are trying to come to. However, this isn't obligatory on the legal advisers to actually advise. The length of time is like any proceedings, like any divorce proceedings. It's quite similar, actually. Proceedings will be instituted by way of a family law civil bill. Thereafter, a defence is put in. There might be some interlocutory applications which would be dealing with maybe barring orders or other such matters. So I suppose the time frame which could be done would be between 12 and 24 months by the time you go to court, and there might be an adjournment in the proceedings to facilitate mediation or reconciliation or agreement on certain terms. So, I mean, you're talking a quite a wide sort of time frame in relation to starting it and then thereafter finishing or dissolving your actual civil partnership. But couples anywhere along the process can change their mind and they can remain in a civil partnership. It's only until such time as an order has been given to dissolve the civil partnership that the civil partnership will cease to exist.
If one of the partners has a biological child from a previous relationship who might have been living with the couple in the civil partnership, if that civil partnership is dissolved, can the non-biological parent actually apply for visitation rights or custody of the child that's not biologically theirs?
Well, in relation to visitation rights, the only legal right the non-biological parent has at this juncture would be access rights under the Guardianship Act in circumstances where they have acted in loco parentis, which is like a parent. So they'd have to satisfy the court that they have been living with the child or have acted as a parent, and access rights would be granted by the court and determined as to when and where that would happen. In relation to, say, guardianship or custody rights, the non-biological parent doesn't have any legal rights even to make the application, as this is solely for more so the biological parents. The biological parent may have left testamentary guardianship to the non-biological parent or to a parent who has acted as a locus parentis. They can, but only when the biological parent has passed away and has been left guardianship rights in a will. In relation to perhaps adoption as well, there could have been rights which have been adopted to a non-biological parent or a parent who had been living with a child from a previous marriage with the biological mother or father and could have applied for adoption on an individual basis. Civil partners can't apply jointly for an adoption of a child. So I think in those circumstances, yeah, only access can be applied for in those circumstances that you're talking about.
And are couples encouraged to seek guidance from, say, a counsellor or a psychologist before starting the dissolution process? Or would it be generally accepted that by the time they're going to a solicitor looking to dissolve the civil partnership, that they sort of exhausted all these kind of avenues of options and this is it now, they just want to go their separate ways?
Well, actually, this is one of the areas that differs between a divorce and a dissolution of a civil partnership. In relation to the Family Law Divorce Act, there's a specific provision that relates to basically being satisfied that there is no recourse or there's no real prospect of reconciliation. However, in the Civil Partnership Act, there's no such provision. So therefore, any legal advisor or solicitor doesn't have any legal obligation to ensure that both partners have, I suppose, exhausted these avenues. In practice, they are encouraged to both seek, I suppose, mediation or reconciliation prior to going down, I suppose, this lengthy process of starting proceedings and trying to divide up the assets and trying to dissolve the civil partnership. In relation as well to the Civil Partnership Act, there is a specific section that states that the court can adjourn proceedings and advise the partners to seek reconciliation and mediation, but there's no term for the court to use that.
What would be the actual cost of the entire process for dissolving a civil partnership? It must be quite costly.
Any family law proceedings are costly. Well, it depends, I suppose, on the nature of them, complexity of the proceedings, whether or not it's on consent or not on consent, that there's issues between the parties. There's no legal requirement for a person to use a solicitor or a barrister, and of course they can represent themselves in their own proceedings. But if there are complex issues, I suppose it's always advisable to have legal representation, especially if you're going to court. The Legal Aid Board is a board that also works in relation to providing aid to persons, however it is means tested. So I suppose I encourage people to go and contact the Legal Aid Board to see whether they would qualify for any legal aid assistance in monetary terms. In relation to actually putting a figure on how much it would cost, it would be akin to getting a judicial separation and a divorce, but it's very difficult to actually put a number on that because there's so many different variations of what is entailed. But I suppose, like anyone seeking legal advice, you'd be encouraged to get a quote around from different practitioners and just seeing what the best is on offer.
So what are the main differences between dissolving a civil partnership and getting a divorce, since civil partnership is not the same as marriage under current Irish law?
Well, in relation to dissolving a civil partnership and divorce, dissolving a civil partnership is largely replicated by the Family Law Divorce Act, except for a few certain provisions. There's no judicial separation, which is a part of divorce law, which you have to have a judicial separation before actually granting a divorce. Well, in most circumstances, you can avail of a judicial separation. And normally, under usual circumstances, it's living apart for 1 year to be able to obtain a judicial separation. Now, couples in relation to civil partners can voluntarily draw up a separation agreement and agree terms in relation to maintenance and division of property and whatnot. However, there's no actual statutory provisions like as a judicial separation. And the difference is in relation to the terms. It's a dissolution as opposed to a divorce. The time for divorce, it's living apart for 4 out of the last 5 years, whereas for dissolving a civil partnership, it's only 2 out of the last 3 years. But again, as I've mentioned, there's no judicial separation. Also, as I previously mentioned, there's no reasonable prospect of reconciliation, which had been put in the Family Law Divorce Act, however, isn't present in the Civil Partnership Act. In relation to getting a divorce, the court must be satisfied that proper provisions are made for dependent children in the family, and which also includes non-biological dependent children. However, I suppose in the Civil Partnership Act, there's no direct provision relating to any children. So that's obviously a glaring difference between a divorce and dissolving a civil partnership. There are many orders which can be applied for both in relation to a divorce and dissolving a civil partnership, like maintenance, periodical payment orders, property adjustment orders, financial compensation, pension adjustment. A dependent of one of the parties can make an application, or a representative of a dependent, and this dependent mightn't be necessarily biological, it could be a stepchild. However, this isn't the case as well with civil partnership in relation to making some of these orders in relation to periodical payment orders, property adjustment orders, and they'd have to satisfy the court that they obviously are entitled to, saying this isn't actually a provision of the civil partnership. And finally, something else that has been observed is that in relation to property adjustment orders or the right to occupy the family home or the sale of the property, this can't be guaranteed in relation to a divorce where one of the married partners is living there with a new spouse. However, this isn't the case or hasn't been provided for in the Civil Partnership Act. So it could be a situation where one of the civil partners has a new civil partner or has, I suppose, somebody else, and there can be no property adjustment order or right to occupy, or there can be an order being made in relation to that. So I suppose that those are mainly the main points. The biggest difference is in relation to the children. I suppose the glaring omission of any provision for dependent children, and that's including non-biological or biological, which is provided for in divorce, whereas in civil partnership there's no mention of this whatsoever. The point of note at the moment is that first civil partnership was in 2011, so I suppose the only real prospect of a decree of dissolution actually being granted is around 2013, 2014.
Where can people find out more information about the process of dissolving a civil partnership, or indeed any legal advice if people are wondering about things without legal issues? Is there a specific place they can go, or is there anything that's facilitated for them?
As I said, this is a relatively new process that has been created. I'll bet it's similar enough to divorce, but it is somewhat different. FLAC, the Free Legal Aid Centre, in conjunction with ourselves, the LGBT Lawyers Association, run a clinic on the first Tuesday of every month. And we provide, I suppose, initial advice in relation to what people can expect, mediation, reconciliation, and where to go thereafter, and what their legal rights are, and what orders they would be seeking, or what orders they might be seeking, and what they're entitled to upon dissolving a civil partnership. The LGBT Lawyers Association will be trying to put together a leaflet in the next 2 or 3 months to allow people to know what their rights are and what steps are involved in relation to obtaining dissolution of their civil partnership. So I suppose the next meeting, which is in the outhouse on Capel Street, and it runs on the first Tuesday of every month from 7 to 9pm. So if you just drop in there, and there will be always somebody there on the first Tuesday, which the next one is on the 8th of October, and there'll be somebody there to have a chat with you about what your rights and what the next steps are.
That concludes part one of this report on the dissolution of a civil partnership in the Republic of Ireland. My thanks to Barrister Rebecca Lacey. Next week, I'll be speaking to psychotherapist and counsellor Stephen Vaughan about the emotional aspects of facing the dissolution of a civil partnership. For Ella Magazine, I'm Jenny Butler.